You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your very first teacher, your mama. And Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday, so hopefully you have something to honor your mom. But the truth of the matter is that our moms teach us things.
Yeah.
And not just the values of being kind and all that. They teach us specific things that we need in the real world, too.
Yeah, well, my parents got divorced when I was very young, so my mother basically taught me everything, right? Like, that's the way I really recall, because I spent most of my time with her. So, you know, you mentioned before sewing. My mom definitely taught me how to sew, specifically hems and stuff like that. I knew how to do that when I was, like, I don't know, 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And then also she taught me how to, vacuum around the house, clean up, which was, you know, equally important, but she taught me specifically how to pack too for trips, vacations, when we moved, all that. She taught me how to pack.
Julie, Justin, you know, I know you guys have great situations with your moms, and Julie, you constantly talk about your mom. Mm-hmm. Did she teach you how to do anything?
Yeah, we spent a lot of time down the shore in the summer, and I would get sunburned when I was younger, just because I was outside all the time. Tell me, if you put tea bags on your skin, it takes the burn out of sunburn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So I would be laying on their bed, and she would just put tea bags all over, and I would have the sunburn taken away. It was great.
That's actually great for me to know as a grown woman.
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that. Yeah,
no, it does help. Yeah.
Yeah, Hayden, my 16-year-old, just got sunburned a couple weeks ago when we were away, and I'm like, you just got to suck it up.
Get those Lipton tea bags out.
Black tea and eczema.
Oh, all right. Justin, what'd your mama teach you?
Many things, but she didn't teach me necessarily how to read, but she taught me how to love how to read. When I was very, very young, 3-4 years old, she got me one of those old Fisher-Price record players and an entire library of the storybook records, all the Disney ones and, you know, superheroes and whatever. So I would just spend hours and hours and hours by myself playing these records and reading along in the storybooks. Mm-hmm. So it just, you know, kind of fostered this whole thing that I graduated into actual books. And but mom got that for me, and she'd read them with me, and she'd sit in the room and watch me listen to these things and just flip the pages.
That's
like
so
the world's
sweet.
First Audible version right there.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I had the opposite. My mom was born and raised in Italy. So she came here when she was in high school, and she didn't speak the language or anything like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, her and my dad got married young, like they did, and they had me a year later. So she was very young. And I remember the first time she brought me to kindergarten, she came to the class, the orientation. And afterwards, she said to me, because I had raised my hand during the orientation, mm-hmm. she said, Anna, you never raise your hand in class, because then if they call on you, you don't say anything stupid. Right? And I remember being like a little kid nodding my head, like, all right, don't raise my hand.
Good advice, mom.
So, but then as you get rebellious, I used to raise my hand all the time because my mom would tell me not to.
She didn't have anything to say.
All the time I would just have my hand up. So it's kind of the opposite. And also she taught me how to use a rearview mirror many, many times when you're backing out of a garage, because I remember she used to hit my dad and my uncle's car all the time. So she would always stress, make sure you keep looking in the rearview mirror.
That's so funny.
And now I always have my eye on the rearview mirror to see what's behind me. I don't know. Everybody's got stories, right? What did your mom teach you? The specific things. You learned it from your mama. Your mama is your first teacher. And they, you know, moms teach you all kinds of things about how to be kind, how to love. But they also teach you specific things that you need to know to grow up.
Yeah, it's a lifetime of lessons, too.
Mm-hmm. What did your mom teach you, besides the obvious things, like how to be a good friend? Paul?
Well, I mean, it goes way back when we were younger, that we always had to have clean underwear on in case we had an emergency and had to go to the hospital.
Right.
This is embedded in us since I can remember. And of course, that one time happened to me, and I got anaphylactic shock on a horse, and I had to go into the hospital, and I couldn't see.
Yeah.
And of course, that day I did not have any underwear on.
What?
And I was and I was crucified for the rest of my life by my brothers and sisters and all the nurses that looked at me. It was something that will never happen again.
You know what?
And it's embedded in my
I mean, I have questions, though, here, all right? Because first off, Anna, everybody knows that when you're going to ride horses, you go without underwear. That's, everybody knows this.
I don't think that's a real thing.
Okay, but secondly, you're in anaphylactic shock. Like, why do they need to take your pants off? Right? Can't they just give you the epi shot here?
Everybody knows the first thing they do at the hospital, the emergency room, is cut off your pants. Have you ever watched ER?
As soon as you show up there, they just take your pants off immediately?
Yep.
What's up with these doctors?
Grey's Anatomy, cut off your pants.
Julie, how about you? Something your mom taught you.
My mother taught me to always save for a rainy day. Mm-hmm. That has helped me my whole life.
You know, that's a great idea, and a lot of people don't save, no matter how much their parents or grandparents might encourage them to do so. And I'm not sure that everybody teaches their kids to save nowadays. It seems silly not to.
Louis, what did your mom teach you to do?
Yeah, this is one I didn't really realize I had going for me until I started commingling with other young men, like in college and that age. But just to clean, like, I don't understand how some people are so disgusting and messy just by having basic chores and standard of cleanliness growing up. Put me in like the 99th percentile of men.
It's true. It is very attractive when a man cleans up.
I don't know how people function without being somewhat organized, at least. When there isn't, and I walk into a place, there's a lot of assumptions I make about that person.
It's true. When you see like somebody that you think is well put together and then you realize that they're a mess and they're dirty, like then it's really, really messy.
Yeah. I pull back.
Well, it's just you wonder how they operate.
Right.
I am not the neatest person by any means, but in my workspace and in my home, things have to be in place. Andy, what did your mom teach you to do? Something specific.
My mama taught me how to shoot craps.
Oh, nice.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. My mama told me, she said, look, baby, you hold a dice like this, you kiss them or have somebody else kiss them. You shake them and you say, backdoor little joke. That's my mama taught me how to shoot dice.
My mom taught me how to play roulette. She said,
did she?
Oh, she sure did. She told me the payout. My mom knows very little about math or anything like that, but she could calculate a payout on a roulette table faster than anybody else. She told me if you're not at the top where you could split your zero double zeros at a lower half of the... She taught me everything I know about roulette.
That's funny. You're not a stranger to the roulette table. I've seen you there. It's true. It's one of the places you're most comfortable.
And right? Happy. Yeah.
But I just have a follow-up question. What age were you when she told you how to throw those dice?
I was 14 years old. Okay. We was playing at my auntie's house at her birthday, and I won like $200.
Nice.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I showed you, so I got to get my cut.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, my mom said, you know, she wanted to teach me some skills on how to survive just in case anything happens.
That's
and
right.
That way I don't have to go and do anything illegal. And she taught me how to shake them bones, man.
Yep.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.